not every artist goes from watercolor, oil, to sculpting, do they?
No.
And how did you do that?
Well, by necessity in a lot of ways. I had an exhibition of my work. Somebody said, "Omelia, it looks like five people did your work. The variety of style and so forth." And I said, "Yep. The secret is I have five children. So I have a medium for each child. And that's the way they get to eat regularly, because my oldest, oil, my next, watercolor, my next are prints and lithographs, the next is acrylic, and the youngest is sculpture." They said, "You got to be kidding." And I said, "No, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a journeyman in the art field." I said, "I'm fascinated by these mediums, because the commercial way to really be successful is to be one medium, one style that everybody recognizes from 10 feet to 100 feet. But I said, I would be bored if I was just known as a watercolorist or as a painter or as a sculptor, because I enjoyed the hell out of the variety and the challenge." I said, "I was trained to be a painter, a sculptor. I was trained drawing, painting, picture making, and three-dimensional. And I said, I'm just nutty enough that I enjoy the challenge and the variety, because I would have been bored to tears. I was known as a watercolorist for years, a member of the American Watercolor Society since 65. I don't do too many watercolors. I do a lot of them when I'm preparing an idea. I use it in sketches. But I said, I had the happy addiction of all these mediums. It's not commercially smart, because I could never be typed. Galleries hated me because I wouldn't produce more work for them, because I was getting commission. I'm a commission painter primarily, have been for 30-some years.
And that means you take orders.
That's right. Somebody writes a check, I get creative. That's what I do for a living. It's not a game with me. It's a way that I pay my bills and enjoy a reasonably decent life and help to raise my five children. I'm a daddy, and that's the most important thing to me.